Hi guys, welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tom, and today we're going to continue talking about Edgar Allan Poe. And like we usually do with our literature units, we talk about it for 3 days. We talk about the featured story or the featured novel on the first day, and on the second day we talk about the author, and then on the third day, which is today, we go back to the story and talk about some of the themes and the ideas of the story.
Yeah, so we talked yesterday about Poe's troubled life. Now, a lot of the elements, a lot of the features of Murders in the Rue Morgue kind of speak to some of Poe's life. They really talk about maybe where some of his ideas came from, how his life affected it. There's also the fact that this was one of the first detective stories, and that kind of influences future detective stories and gives some of the ideas, the Sherlock Holmes, the Hercule Poirot, Agatha Christie's detective. This really kind of set the bar, we say, you know, kind of made the first statement and said, okay, this is what detective stories will be like. And many people followed some of the ideas that Poe wrote down.
Indeed. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read through the entire contents of today's lesson, and we'll be right back.
Aside from being a thrilling mystery, The Murders in the Rue Morgue also conveys messages that give insight into Poe's life. He appears to use the lead character, Auguste Dupin, as a stand-in for himself. Throughout his life, Poe was obsessed with deciphering codes and puzzles. Dupin, like Poe envisioned himself, is capable of solving any mystery, no matter how complex it may seem. Like Poe, Dupin had the ability to delve deeply into other people's mindsets to understand their motives. Interestingly enough, the story is told by an unnamed narrator instead of Dupin. This is done to add drama and keep the final revelation of Dupin's ingenious solution under wraps until the very end. The plot itself provides a window into Poe's psyche and his tragic life experiences. The mother and daughter murdered in the tale seem to symbolize Poe's mother and Frances Allen, who both suffered from disease. In regard to psyche, Dupin, like Poe, appears to have two sides to his soul. At first, he appears stiff, conventional, and methodical when examining the hard facts of the case. Yet at the end, he displays his creative abilities when explaining his solution. Finally, by choosing to make the murderer an orangutan, Poe appears to be criticizing those who can't keep their passions in check. The police allow themselves to get emotional owing to the violent nature of the crime and end up arresting the wrong person. By contrast, Dupin understands how to separate emotions from logic. Dupin represents a more evolved investigator, and this distinction suggests that people shouldn't jump to hasty conclusions.
Okay, so like we said, we're going to go back to our original story by Edgar Allan Poe entitled The Murders in the Rue Morgue. Again, it's that detective story that took place in Paris where the two girls, the mother and the daughter, were murdered. And aside from being a thrilling mystery, in addition to being very thrilling, The Murders in the Rue Morgue also conveys messages that give insight into Poe's life. That's kind of the fun part of reading. You can read the actual story. Yes, it's a thrilling mystery. But you can also get some other information. In this case, it's insight into Poe's life. If something's thrilling, it's very exciting when you read it. You just can't put it down. It's a real page-turner, at least if it's a book. But you might also see a movie that's really thrilling with a lot of action and a lot of suspense. You just watch that thing and you just can't take your eyes off the screen.
That's right. But this story also conveys some messages. It gives a message. To convey means to communicate something. And here the messages give insight into Poe's life. And insight just means a better understanding. If you kind of think of it as see inside, insight. So that's what we get. And he appears to use the lead character, Auguste Dupin, as a stand-in for himself. So what this means, a stand-in is a substitute, someone who replaces another person. So what this means is in the story, Dupin is Poe. He's kind of, okay, this character, that's kind of me. And a lot of authors do this, I've heard. They maybe have a character that either kind of is them or at least is a part of their personality. Sometimes they use their friends or loved ones as kind of basis for other characters or people they've known inspire other characters. In this case, Dupin is Poe himself.
Mm-hmm. A stand-in. So like sometimes in action movies, the actor does not act in the action sequences. They have a stand-in. Or a double, that person is sometimes called, or just the stunt man. So, yeah, Auguste Dupin kind of represents Poe, and throughout his life, Poe was obsessed with deciphering codes and puzzles. If you decipher something, that means you try to understand something that's quite complex. If it's very complicated, you try to figure out what it means. Of course, during wartime, people communicate using code, like the Germans communicated using code. So they had people working in England, listening to their radio transmissions, trying to decipher their code, trying to figure out what exactly they were saying. And in this case, he was obsessed with deciphering those codes, trying to figure out what they were really trying to say.
That's right. If you're obsessed with something, you have a strong interest in that thing. I mean, perhaps too strong. We use obsession to talk about things people like, but it could be a too strong like. But Poe's obsession was solving these things to fix puzzles. We could also say Victor is obsessed with soccer and watches several games a week. Now, Dupin, like Poe envisioned himself, is capable of solving any mystery, no matter how complex, how difficult it may seem. So this sentence is saying Poe envisioned himself, he believed himself, he kind of saw himself as able to solve any puzzle, able to decipher any code. And that's how he made Dupin. He made a character who could find the answer to any mystery, no matter how difficult it was.
Right, so for me, when I save enough money, I'd like to buy my fantasy house, so I envision some kind of house that's sort of in Japanese style, with lots of lights and tatami mats. That's what I envision, or that's what I imagine as a future possibility. So Poe here envisioned himself as a master detective that could solve any mystery, no matter how complex, how complicated it may seem or it may look. And like Poe, Dupin had the ability to delve deeply into other people's mindsets to understand their motives. So here to delve just means to kind of reach inside something and try to figure it out. So he could go inside their mindsets. Your mind or your mindset, they're very similar. Your mindset is basically the way you think, your attitudes, and your general characteristics. And, Dupin and Poe both could get inside people's minds and understand what they were doing, what motivated them, or what their motives were.
Yeah, your motive is it's a noun, and it's the reason that somebody does something, okay? We use this related to the word motivation, someone's motivation for doing something, or the verb to motivate someone, to give them a reason to do something. So we could say the man's motives were pretty clear to see. He was easy to understand why he was doing something. Poe was very good at understanding why other people did something, and Dupin has the same ability. Now, one other interesting thing, the story or the article says, interestingly enough, so this is raising an interesting point, the story is told by an unnamed narrator instead of Dupin. So instead of seeing things from Dupin's point of view, you get a narrator, a storyteller, a friend of Dupin who's saying what he sees, saying what the detective is doing. Now, this is something that's followed in many other stories. Famously, Dr. Watson tells the Sherlock Holmes stories, so you never see what Holmes is actually thinking himself. You only get it from what Watson sees.
Yeah, or what I'm thinking as a narrator in the movie Sunset Boulevard, I think, with Gloria Swanson, the narrator actually is a dead person. The person is in the first scene actually floating dead in the pool. It says, here I am, dead in the pool. How did I get there? Well, I'm going to tell you. So that's like the narrator, the person telling the story. And yeah, this is an unnamed narrator. We don't know who this person is. And the reason that Poe does this is to add drama, add excitement, and to keep the final revelation of Dupin's ingenious solution under wraps until the very end. So here we have the phrase, to keep something under wraps, which means you keep it secret, you maintain the secret, you don't tell someone the secret until you think it's the best time to do so. In this case, the final revelation is kept under wraps, and the revelation, of course, is the fact that is finally revealed.
Mm-hmm. And in this case, the fact is Dupin's ingenious solution. Now, this word ingenious means really clever. It's kind of, if you think of the words genius, it's related to that word, someone who is very clever. So in this case, ingenious just means really smart. So a scientist could invent an ingenious machine that could do something like travel through time. Now, of course, what we mean by adding drama is if the story is told from Dupin's opinion, he knows the solution so quickly. So it's not really exciting. It's not dramatic for people. But if you see it from the unnamed narrator's point of view, then he doesn't know the answer. And so the readers don't know the answer until the very end of the story. Okay, we're going to move on and talk a bit more about the plot in a moment. But right now, we'll listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们再回到呢这一本小说侦探故事，在第一句提到 ，Aside from being a thrilling mystery, the murders in the Rue Morgue also conveys messages that give insight into Poe's life. 这个侦探故事啊，除了本身是一则令人毛骨悚然的神秘事件之外，它其实也传达了一些关于艾伦坡的生活讯息。这里有个重要的片语 ，give insight into。insight 当作名词解释成为洞察力跟观察力的意思，所以你说 a man of insight 指的是具有洞察力之人。 The book gave me an insight into life in medieval Europe 指的呢就是这本书让我清楚地了解中世纪欧洲的生活。艾伦坡呢利用了这里面的侦探 Dupin 来当作是自己的替身。后面的句子提到 Throughout his life, Poe was obsessed with deciphering codes and puzzles. 其实终其一生呢，艾伦坡相当沉迷于破解密码跟谜语。在这里的 be obsessed with 就是解释成为呢被某种观念或者是欲望所缠住不放的意思。举个例子来说 ，Mandy 一心想要成为伟大的女演员，你就可以说 ，Mandy is obsessed with the dream of becoming a great actress。而呢，这后面的这个 with 后面的动名词 deciphering，decipher 就是有解密跟判读的意思喽。然后非常有趣的是呢，这个故事并不是由 Dupin 来述说，而是由一名呢不具名的叙述者所述说的。所以在第一段的最后一句提到 This is done to add drama and keep the final revelation of Dupin's ingenious solution under wraps until the very end. 其实要用这样的手法，正是因为可以 add drama，增加戏剧的效果，而且将 Dupin 的巧妙解答呢，在最后一次揭晓之前 一直保密到最后。我们来看一下几个重要的生字。 Revelation 指的就是有泄露或者是意想不到的新发现。举个例子来说， He resigned after revelations about his love affair， 指的就是他在外遇事件曝光之后就辞职了。而另外一个形容词 ingenious 则是有精巧的意思。 An ingenious method 指的是巧妙的方法。 An ingenious person 则是指富有创造力的人。
We'll take a break now and we'll be right back in a moment.
All right, we're going to continue with our article. Again, we're talking about our featured story by Edgar Allan Poe entitled The Murders in the Rue Morgue.So some of the ideas and messages we get are that Poe has a stand-in here. The detective Auguste Dupin is a stand-in for himself. Poe liked to decipher codes, so the detective is good at solving any crime that he is presented with. Now, the plot of the story, or what happens in the story, the plot itself, provides a window into Poe's psyche and his tragic life experiences. So this is a window, a way for us to see how Edgar Allan Poe thought, his psyche. And the psyche of someone is basically the soul of somebody, their mind, their spirit, just their basic essence, what that person is like, what makes them tick.
One of the things is the mother and daughter murdered in the tale. They seem to symbolize Poe's mother and Francis Allen, who we mentioned yesterday, one of his guardians after his mother died. And both of these two women suffered from disease and, of course, eventually died as well. So the way we use symbolize here is he's putting these two characters who are, you know, they suffer a lot. Maybe for Poe, that was his mother and that was his female guardian. He's saying, okay, they kind of represent them. They stand in for my mother and my guardian in the same way that I stand in for Dupin. So by solving the murder, maybe what Poe's trying to do is find a way that he can kind of almost help his mother and Francis Allen and understand himself why they died of disease.
Cool. So they kind of live on in his mind here. And in regard to psyche, in regard to just means concerning, or if we're going to talk about the psyche, well then, Dupin, the detective here, like Poe, this person appears to have two sides to his soul. Okay, so if you have two sides to something, that means there are two things to consider. It's not so simple. Sometimes people who are very nice during the day at night can be very evil and mean, so they might have two sides to their personality. So at first, our detective here, Dupin, appears stiff, conventional, and methodical when examining the hard facts of the case. So if you're stiff, that means you're not very flexible. You kind of like things done a certain way, and you don't laugh maybe, you don't find anything humorous, you're very serious. Also, you're conventional, maybe you're conservative, you're used to doing things in the old-fashioned way, you're not really open to new ideas. And also, if you're methodical, that means you like to use methods from point one to point B, and you do this every time, you're very predictable.
Yeah, so what we're saying here is when we first meet Dupin, he just seems to be a very kind of, you know, I'm going to do things my way, you know, don't tell me how to do it. I'm a little bit stiff and awkward. Maybe I'm not good around other people. I don't really relate to people that well. I'm not so friendly. I'm going to follow the conventions. I'm going to do what everybody else has done, and I'm going to follow my logic and ignore other things. Yet, at the end, he displays his creative abilities when examining the solution. So although he is a bit stiff and logical, he can be very creative when explaining things or examining things. Putting an ad in a classified newspaper for an orangutan, now that's something we talked about in day one, that's a pretty creative way of getting the real owner of the orangutan to appear.
Indeed. So these are two sides to his soul or to his personality. He's stiff and conventional on one hand, But then later on, he displays his creative abilities when explaining his solution. So, yeah, he doesn't seem so stiff and conventional anymore. He actually seems quite creative. He has a really wonderful imagination.
Mm-hmm. Now, finally, by choosing to make the murderer an orangutan, that's, of course, the big red-haired ape, Poe appears to be criticizing those who can't keep their passions in check. Now, your passions are, they're kind of like your powerful emotions. They're the things that you really want to do. And keeping them in check means stopping them from controlling you. You control them. And in literature, people use animals, you know, big apes, orangutans, gorillas, or lions and big cats, to symbolize what happens when passions take over, you know, the need to hunt or fight or kill. And animals can't control those. They're natural creatures. They don't need to control those. Humans do need to control them. So by using an animal as the murderer, he's saying, you know, people shouldn't be like animals. We need to control our passions.
Mm-hmm. And the police here are kind of the example here. They allow themselves to get emotional owing to the violent nature of the crime, and they end up arresting the wrong person. So you need to keep your passions in check. You need to stop yourself from getting too emotional, which means letting your feelings control you instead of logic and reasoning. So, yeah, sometimes the police here, at least the police in the story, are too emotional. My goodness, how could those people get murdered like that? We've got to do something right away. So they end up arresting the wrong person. And, yeah, they get emotional owing to the violent nature of the crime, or because the fact that the crime was so violent because it was so gruesome.
Yeah, their emotions lead them to make a mistake. By contrast, and this is a phrase we use to show how two things are different, by contrast, Dupin understands how to separate emotions from logic. So he may feel emotions as well, like, oh, that's horrible, that was such a violent crime. But when I'm investigating, I will separate those feelings from the logic I need to find the solution. So to separate things means to divide them into two or more groups and keep them divided. So he may say, yes, it's horrible, but I've got to ignore that while I try and find the crime. Otherwise, I will let my emotions rule and I could end up making a mistake like the police did.
Right. So by contrast, or in contrast to the police who are too emotional, Dupin is very methodical, very logical. He can separate those emotions from logic. He knows even though it's kind of cold and maybe uncaring, he still needs to find the information. And he represents a more evolved investigator. And this distinction suggests that people shouldn't jump to hasty conclusions. So here Dupin again represents or stands for a more evolved investigator. To evolve here just means to change over a long period of time from simpler forms to something that's more complex. Okay, some people believe that humans evolved from apes, or at least apes and humans evolved from a common ancestor. Who are common to both. That ancestor is common to both. But here it's an investigator who has evolved. He's changed over time. He's gotten more experienced, and therefore he knows how to handle these situations and not let his emotions get in the way.
Yeah, and this distinction suggests that people shouldn't jump to hasty conclusion. Now, the word distinction is a noun, and that is the difference between two things, the kind of the defining factor that go, the reason these two are different is because of this. This is the distinction. This is the difference. For example, there's a distinction between helping others because you want a reward and helping others because you're a kind person. Those are two very different reasons for helping someone. So there is a strong distinction. And it just suggests that people who jump to hasty conclusions, that's one thing, people who get emotional, against the people who can control their passions and be logical and be rational about things.
Yeah, I could say as a distinction, there is a big distinction between Americans who are from the North and Americans who are from the South. They talk differently, they have different attitudes, so there is a distinction, a difference between them. And yes, we should not jump to hasty conclusions made too quickly because of emotions. We need to think things through, and of course our conclusion is our answer to something, And hopefully all police detectives can be like Monsieur Dupont.
Exactly. And people who are fans of Sherlock Holmes, again, I'll go back to him because he is a very famous detective. Holmes never got emotional. He used his logic. He separated things out. And that amazed Watson, his narrator, like, how can you be so cold? You're like a machine. But a machine will probably solve the crime better than someone who's relying on their emotions. So this is another way Poe's Dupin character has inspired future detective writers.
Well, hopefully in our discussions about the story and about Edgar Allan Poe, we have inspired you to check out this story yourself and some other Poe stories. I'm certainly going to check them out myself, download some from the internet for free. They're in the public domain. So enjoy them if you decide to read them, and we hope you enjoyed our program. But before we say goodbye, we'd like to hear once again from our beloved Chinese teacher.
在第二段的第一句提到 The plot itself provides a window into Poe's psyche and his tragic life experiences. 其实故事的情节也让我们可以一探爱伦坡的心理以及他悲惨的人生经历。这里的 psyche 其实呢指的就是他的心理、灵魂或者是精神的意思。其实呢，对于这个 Dupont 来说，他就跟 Allan Poe 一样，灵魂里似乎有着截然不同的两面。第二段的后面两句提到 ，At first he appears stiff, conventional, and methodical when examining the hard facts of the case。一刚开始，这个侦探 Dupont 呢，似乎是呢在面对一些案件的时候，看起来又拘谨 ，stiff， 传统 ，conventional， 而一板一眼 ，methodical， 就是代表着有秩序的、有组织的意思。Yet, at the end, he displays his creative abilities when explaining his solution. 不过呢，有一个反差，到了故事的最后，他呢提出的解释又可以看出他富有创造力的本能。下一段的第一句提到 Finally, by choosing to make the murderer an orangutan, Poe appears to be criticizing those who can't keep their passions in check. 其实选择用红毛猩猩成为杀人的凶手 Allan Poe 似乎是在批评那些没有办法控制自己情绪的人。在英文里面我们用动词 keep或者是 hold something in check， 就是有防止或者是抑制的意思。最后一句提到 ，Dupont represents a more evolved investigator， and this distinction suggests that people shouldn't jump to hasty conclusions。Dupont 相较于警方来讲，是代表一个更成熟的调查员，而这样的区别也暗示人们不应该要草率地做出结论。Distinction 代表的就是区别、差别的意思。我们常说要明辨是非，英文就叫做 make a clear distinction between good and evil。而太快的妄下结论，英文则是说 jump to hasty conclusions。
Okay, guys, that is the end of our article. We've talked a lot about the story, the murders in the Rue Morgue.The life of Edgar Allan Poe and how his life and his ideas have influenced not only his story, but also future detective stories. So thanks for listening, guys. From English Digest, I'm Pat.
And I'm Tom.
We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.